This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
From flat panel TVs to pancakes, the consumer is still being frugal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in New York. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, earnings this morning from Best Buy and Cracker Barrel show a U.S. consumer that is still hanging on to his cash. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow down 31 points, about 0.3% at 11,029. The NASDAQ up 0.3%, and the S&P 500 basically flat. We'll start with the consumer this morning. We're going to look at two companies that reported their quarterly earnings and see what they can tell us about consumer spending. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company, and she's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with Best Buy. We saw this morning profit last quarter down 30%. What's the story there?
Well, the recession is still taking a toll on the consumer. We're very cost-conscious. We go to Best Buy and browse and then compare online on your cell phone. Shop at Amazon then. No sales tax. Walmart and Costco, they have very limited selection but huge price advantages. The one bright spot, though, were mobile phones with every bell and whistle on them. The economy may be in the tank, but you're not going to give up anything else but your iPhone and Android and whatever. There was a recent survey that's in the London Science Museum that said things you can't live without. The sun, the internet, water, Facebook, and toilets. We do have our priorities.
That's a good list. All right, well, let's talk about Cracker Barrel. This is this restaurant chain I think of as, you know, the big, huge breakfast right along the highway. Their same-store sales were down 1.4%, profit down 36%. What's going on there?
Well, Cracker Barrel is not a high-end restaurant. It's middle America goes there, and it's not a destination restaurant, but it's on the road. Now, with gasoline over $3 and a quarter a gallon, there are fewer trips out there. If you go from St. Louis to Kansas City, you used to stop off at Cracker Barrel about mid-trip. You get your fried chicken and your country store tchotchkes. Now you gas up and go at Quick Trip with a hot dog and cheaper low-octane gas. This is a huge honking recession. It's crushed the consumer, and we're simply spending very, very carefully.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Well, as the European debt crisis continues, the focus today is on China, which may end up helping Italy with its debt problems by buying Italian bonds. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more from London.
The head of China's sovereign wealth fund was reportedly in Rome last week. He was there to discuss the possibility of buying Italian government bonds. That gave financial markets quite a boost. A Chinese wall of money might be just the thing to stop the downward spiral in the eurozone. But doubts are creeping in. Steve Barrow is a currency strategist with Standard Bank.
There's quite a lot of speculation in the market that China has actually not committed to this, and that's putting more pressure on the Italian bond market and, as a consequence of that, on stock markets and on the euro.
He points out there's also been talk of the Chinese buying Greek government bonds, but that's hardly helped the Greeks. Markets indicate there's now a 98% chance of the government in Athens defaulting. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Today, the full bargaining committees return to the table as negotiations continue to end the lockout in professional basketball. NBA players and owners have been fighting over how much money each side should get in a new labor deal. If they can't agree, then no NBA games. Let's get an update now from Henry Abbott of ESPN.com, who writes the True Hoop blog. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as a casual observer of the NBA lockout, I have to say I sort of think they'll come together with some agreement by the time the season is supposed to start. Is that a wrong assumption?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That there was sort of a clash of the titans shaping up in the rhetoric where the league was talking about a total reboot of how they share revenue with the players. Now that it's getting down to the final few weeks before when they'd have to make a deal for the season to start, the rhetoric has gone away entirely, and the behind-the-scenes noises are that things are going very well now.
What happens if you and I are both wrong and there is a lockout and some games are missed?
Oh, I mean, it could definitely happen. And no, it's not good. The NBA has an opportunity right now to sort of move past baseball as America's second sport, and it's incredibly popular with young people playing in playgrounds all over the world, and there's a chance to become, you know, the most popular American sport in China, and to just move very solidly forward back to where the league was in the Jordan years. You know, a lockout, a missed season, would be a step back in that process.
And what are the long-term effects of a lockout?
Well, the NBA has a particular moment right now where they have what they've always wanted, which is some very attractive young stars like Derrick Rose and Kevin Durant. And it seems like, based on TV ratings, America's coming around to really getting to like those players. When you lock them out, you demonize them a bit. The whole idea is to sort of show through the media that these players are spoiled and shouldn't be, you know, respected as much. And as soon as they get back in business, they want those players to be loved again. So it's a little bit of a marketing problem to have them locked out.
Henry Abbott is a senior writer with ESPN.com. He writes the True Hoop blog. Henry, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And finally, last week, a major traffic light went out in South Pasadena, California, and a resident named Alan Ehrlich answered the call. He just happened to have with him a bright orange T-shirt and a couple of orange safety flags, because who doesn't keep those things handy at all times? Well, he got out into the intersection and started directing traffic, and he was apparently able to clear up a one-mile backup in about 10 minutes. But then the police arrived and gave him a ticket. Something tells me, though, he's probably going to keep those orange flags in the back seat of his car. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If you could save a little cash by driving a little differently, would you?
Obviously, it's a little bit annoying at times, I know, but you get used to it. When you have to fill up, you know, one less time a month, you know, you start to think, well, this might be worth it.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's called hypermiling, but don't forget that annoying part. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.